Humanity has achieved great heights. We have landed on the moon, placed a powerful computer in our pockets, cured numerous diseases, and brought the world the most evil and deranged serial killers. There are very few that stand out quite as much as H.H. Holmes and his murder hotel. In fact, his notoriety is so great that Hollywood embarked on a blockbuster about him, and now it is even claimed that Britain's most notorious serial killer, Jack the Ripper, was none other than H.H. Holmes himself. He presided over the castle, a devilish architectural creation in downtown Chicago made specifically to murder people. Trapdoors, chutes, false doors, hidden passageways, and spyholes made the murder castle the infamous building of its age. Many victims were beaten to death. Some were strangled, others gassed, and yet more were tortured on racks before they lost their lives. He was not just satisfied with the gruesome murders of adults. Holmes sadistically tormented and killed children as well. In one case, he chopped off a young girl's feet and buried her with her sister. When he was finally caught, he confessed to 27 murders, although it is believed by many that he murdered over 200. But it is not the number of deaths that is the cause of his devilish fame, it is in fact the methods he used. He said that he had been possessed by the devil from the day he was born, and who are we to argue? This is the tale of the evil dark lord of the murder hotel, guts and all. His real name was Herman Webster Mudgett, and he was born in 1861. He has become one of America's most famous serial killers under the name of Dr. Henry Howard Holmes. But his tale is not so easy to decipher. Of the 27 people he claimed to have murdered, there was a problem. Some of them were in fact still alive when he confessed. Of the 200 he supposedly killed, we discover that this myth originated in a pulp magazine from the 1940s. It is stated he murdered his victims in the murder hotel close to the 1893 World Fair. In fact, the hotel itself was never truly open to the public. So what is the truth? What did this enigmatic evil man really get up to? The other side of Holmes was as a con artist and bigamist with over 50 lawsuits in the Chicago area alone. But beware, because not only was Holmes a con artist, but much that is claimed about him is equally based on fiction. His own life was a lie, and so too are a great many of the stories about him. In order to unravel the mind of the murderer, we need to understand his character and background. Unlike the police of the period, we need to be more like FBI agents and profile him. This involves understanding his early life, what created him, what forces pushed him towards the life that he decided to lead. His life began in Gilmanton, New Hampshire on May 16, 1861. Both of his parents were descendants of English settlers, and Herman was the third child. In all, he had an elder sister and brother and a younger sister and brother. He was the middle child. Nothing special. The family were farmers, and they would do whatever they needed to in order to survive. Farming, trading, and even painting houses. Along with the majority of people of the period, they were devout Christians and, in their case, Methodists. There is no evidence that he was in any way cruel or even abused during this time. These are things we would have expected, and indeed these are things that have been claimed and found to have no basis in fact. Herman lived a perfectly ordinary childhood as far as we can tell. He graduated from high school at 16 and proceeded to take on teaching jobs in Gilmanton and nearby Alton. He eventually met Clara Lovering, and they married on July 4, 1878. They had a son, Robert Lovering Mudgett, too. Years later, Robert would himself go on to live a perfectly ordinary life and become an accountant and city manager in Orlando, Florida. After a short time under the apprenticeship of Dr. Nahum Wright, where he learned about human dissection, Herman managed to get himself into university in Burlington, Vermont, when he was only 18, and spent only 1 year there due to being dissatisfied with the university itself.